Now that the initial shock had worn off, he could appreciate that it was quite a handsome beast. The name Crab, which he had automatically given it, was perhaps a little misleading. If it had not been so impossibly large, he might have called it a beetle. Its carapace had a beautiful metallic sheen. In fact, he would almost have been prepared to swear that it was metal. That was an interesting idea. Could it be a robot and not an animal? He stared at the crab intently with this thought in mind, analyzing all the details of its anatomy. Where it should have had a mouth was a collection of manipulators that reminded Jimmy strongly of the multi-purpose knives that are the delight of all red-blooded boys. There were pinchers, probes, rasps, and even something that looked like a drill. But none of this was decisive. On Earth, the insect world had matched all these tools and many more. The animal or robot question remained in perfect balance in his mind. The eyes, which might have settled the matter, left it even more ambiguous. They were so deeply recessed in protective hoods that it was impossible to tell whether their lenses were made of crystal or jelly. They were quite expressionless and of a startlingly vivid blue. Though they had been directed towards Jimmy several times, they had never shown the slightest flicker of interest. In his perhaps biased opinion, that decided the level of the creature's intelligence. An entity, robot or animal, which could ignore a human being, could not be very bright. It had now stopped its circling and stood still for a few seconds, as if listening to some inaudible message. Then it set off, with a curious rolling gait, in the general direction of the sea. It moved in a perfectly straight line at a steady 4 or 5 kilometers an hour, and had already traveled a couple of 100 meters before Jimmy's still slightly shocked mind registered the fact that the last sad relics of his beloved dragonfly were being carried away from him. He set off in a hot and indignant pursuit. His action was not wholly illogical. The crab was headed towards the sea, and if any rescue was possible, it could only be from this direction. Moreover, he wanted to discover what the creature would do with its trophy. That should reveal something about its motivation and intelligence. Because he was still bruised and stiff, it took Jimmy several minutes to catch up with the purposefully moving crab. When he had done so, he followed it at a respectful distance until he felt sure that it did not resent his presence. It was then that he noticed his water flask and emergency ration pack among the debris of Dragonfly, and instantly felt both hungry and thirsty. There, scuttling away from him at a remorseless 5 kilometers an hour, was the only food and drink in all this half of the world. Whatever the risk, he had to get hold of it. He cautiously closed in on the crab, approaching from right rear. While he kept station with it, he studied the complicated rhythm of its legs until he could anticipate where they would be at any moment. When he was ready, he muttered a quick, "Excuse me," and shot swiftly in to grab his property. Jimmy had never dreamed that he would one day have to exercise the skills of a pickpocket, and was delighted with his success. He was out again in less than a second, and the crab never slackened its steady pace. He dropped back a dozen meters, moistened his lips from the flask, and started to chew a bar of meat concentrate. The little victory made him feel much happier. Now he could even risk thinking about his somber future. While there was life, there was hope. Yet he could imagine no way in which he could possibly be rescued. Even if his colleagues crossed the sea, how could he reach them 0.5 kilometer below?
"We'll find a way down somehow," Hub Control had promised. "That cliff can't go right round the world without a break anywhere."
He had been tempted to answer, "Why not?" but had thought better of it. One of the strangest things about walking inside Rama was that you could always see your destination. Here, the curve of the world did not hide, it revealed. For some time, Jimmy had been aware of the crab's objective. Up there in the land which seemed to rise before him was a 0.5 kilometer wide pit. It was one of three in the southern continent. From the hub, it had been impossible to see how deep they were. All had been named after prominent lunar craters, and he was approaching Copernicus. The name was hardly appropriate, for there were no surrounding hills and no central peaks. This Copernicus was merely a deep shaft or well with perfectly vertical sides. When he came close enough to look into it, Jimmy was able to see a pool of ominous leaden-green water at least half a kilometer below. This would put it just about level with the sea, and he wondered if they were connected. Winding down the interior of the well was a spiral ramp, completely recessed into the sheer wall, so that the effect was rather like that of rifling in an immense gun barrel. There seemed to be a remarkable number of turns. Not until Jimmy had traced them for several revolutions, getting more and more confused in the process, did he realize that there was not one ramp, but three, totally independent and 120 degrees apart. In any other background than Rama, the whole concept would have been an impressive architectural tour de force. The three ramps led straight down into the pool and disappeared beneath its opaque surface. Near the waterline, Jimmy could see a group of black tunnels or caves. They looked rather sinister, and he wondered if they were inhabited. Perhaps the Ramans were amphibious. As the crab approached the edge of the well, Jimmy assumed that it was going to descend one of the ramps, perhaps taking the wreckage of Dragonfly to some entity who would be able to evaluate it. Instead, the creature walked straight to the brink, extended almost half its body over the gulf without any sign of hesitation, though an error of a few centimeters would have been disastrous, and gave a brisk shrug. The fragments of Dragonfly went fluttering down into the depths. There were tears in Jimmy's eyes as he watched them go. So much, he thought bitterly, for this creature's intelligence. Having disposed of the garbage, the crab swung around and started to walk towards Jimmy, standing only about 10 meters away. "Am I going to get the same treatment?" he wondered. He hoped the camera was not too unsteady as he showed Hub Control the rapidly approaching monster. "What do you advise?" he whispered anxiously, without much hope that he would get a useful answer. It was some small consolation to realize that he was making history, and his mind raced through the approved patterns for such a meeting. Until now, all of these had been purely theoretical. He would be the first man to check them in practice.